Test 2.
Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D.
Number 1.
I think your report leaves a lot to be desired.
What you got is not the final product. I'm going to make some amendments.
In that case, I'll pinpoint the areas you need to reconsider in a memo and get back to you.
What is true about the report?
Number 2.
You must have heard about the new shopping mall.
Not really. Last thing I heard, plans to build it had gone awry.
It seems they found the funds they needed, and they're going on with the project after all.
What is the news about the shopping mall?
Number 3.
Congratulations on the new job.
Thanks. I'm really excited about it.
What exactly will be your duties?
I'll be working in the sales department. The hours are flexible and the money is very good. And there are prospects of promotion.
That sounds too good to be true.
Oh, don't be such a wet blanket. You sound exactly like my mom.
How does the woman feel about the man's new job?
Number 4.
So, how are things going in your new job?
The boss is okay, but some of the colleagues are really antagonistic.
Well, I'd keep my eyes open then. You wouldn't want to get stabbed in the back.
What is the man's work environment like?
Number 5.
You look a bit down in the dumps. What's the problem?
I'm really worried about the driving test tomorrow.
Worrying about something like this won't get you anywhere, you know?
Easier said than done.
What is true about the woman?
Number 6.
How did you do in the French test?
Not very well. I'll be lucky if I can scrape it.
There's always next time.
What does the woman say about her French test?
Number 7.
What's with all these bags?
I bought you a shirt and some socks and a new dress for me to wear at the wedding. How do you like it?
You're not really going to wear this dress at the wedding. It's way too short.
You bet.
What is the woman's intention for the wedding?
Number 8.
I have to find a new apartment. My lease expired last month and my landlord asked me to move out. He wants the place for his daughter.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Sandy. It was such a nice apartment.
We're in the same boat, Sandy. Our landlord raised the rent on our apartment and we can't afford to stay there any longer.
Hey, don't lose heart. You can find lots of great apartments online.
What does the man say about his apartment?
Number 9.
What's the matter?
Indigestion, I suppose. I have an uncomfortable burning sensation over my navel. I guess it's the meatloaf.
I ate that too, and I'm feeling fine.
Perhaps I ate too much of it.
It serves you right, then.
What is true about the meatloaf? Number 10.
I haven't heard from Rachel for ages. Is she still dating George?
They broke up 6 months ago, and last month Rachel got engaged to a man 18 years her junior.
No kidding.
How does the woman feel about Rachel?
Number 11.
I don't think that Gary can be trusted to hand in the report by Tuesday.
Why do you say so? I think he'll do it.
That remains to be seen.
What is probably the woman's opinion about Gary?
Number 12.
What's the matter with Sam? She seems lost in thought.
She has a crush on a new boy in her class.
What is Sam's problem?
Number 13.
That was a great meal. Simple, but full of taste.
Thank you. Part of it is because I try not to go overboard experimenting with spices.
I totally agree. I think it's time to go back to the basics. Good old traditional mom's cooking.
Actually, it was my mom who taught me everything I know. I could cook a meal before I could read.
What does the woman say about her cooking?
Number 14.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, what's for dinner?
Leftovers. But if you're not in the mood, we can order some pizza.
Now you're talking.
What would the man like?
Number 15.
What was Allison like when she was your roommate?
Just like now. Always aloof and didn't really care for sharing things with others.
What is Allison like?
Number 16.
Mrs. Kopp, is it all right if I leave a little earlier this afternoon?
And what about your appointment with Mr. Cox?
I've already transferred that to Friday.
In that case, no problem.
What will the man probably do in the afternoon?
Number 17.
How did you do on the test?
The minute the paper was in front of me, I just drew a blank. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Maybe you can do some extra credit to pull up your grades.
Maybe I'll do that. There are some online classes that seem interesting.
What problem does the man face?
Number 18.
Don't you think we must let Robert know we're not going to the reception after all?
Two people less won't hurt, but call him by all means.
What do the speakers agree on about Robert? Number 19.
The removal company just emailed me. They can reschedule the move to Monday.
That's a relief.
Only I'm afraid that rescheduling might be subject to a $100 fee.
I think that's only if you reschedule to a peak day, like a Friday. Besides, you gave them more than 5 business days notice.
I'll call them and straighten things out.
What is the man worried about? Number 20.
How did the presentation go?
I worked day and night, all week to get it ready, but it was my boss who received the praise. Talk about recognition.
Ingratitude's become second nature to him.
How does the woman feel about her presentation? End of part 1.